good morning and welcome to this glorious Saturday morning, very hot here in Wisconsin, where we remember again that our mind holds only what we think with God, and that our sole purpose for being here, the only reason we have come together in this moment, is to join in this experience of remembering that our mind holds only what we think with God. We have come together in the remembrance that no one can fail who seeks to reach the truth, and that we are finally ready and willing to loose the world from all we thought it was. And so, what we're going to do this morning is really what we've been doing for the last 10 days of this review. Well, we're at 146, so it's the last 6 days of this review, is to reread the introduction, because really the introduction tells us the entire practice. You know, we get a couple lines every day, like today, no one can fail who seeks to reach the truth, and I loose the world from all I thought it was. But we have a way that Jesus offers us in that practice, the way to practice that, the way, the means, the manner of coming in, diving deeply into our own mind, and finding that place of rest, that place of divine being, from where we can truly say, our mind holds only what I think with God. My mind holds only what I think with God. And of course, it's not really about settling on an idea that you think is a good idea, that you think is what God is thinking. It doesn't have to do with any of that at all. There is no formulation involved here. There is no conception. There is no observation. It's really a stepping back from all of that and coming into the magnitude of your own wholeness, where the idea of separateness or separation or a self-contained entity is literally abolished from your mind. Okay? So let's take a moment here and play a song. Let's play Come to Peace. Let's just gather ourselves together. Take a few deep breaths and relax. Really, truly relax. For the first time, let us let go and let God. So here's Mitch with Come to Peace.
Come join the living, come as as you are. Come for a moment, come to stay. Some come by fire, some by flood, but to love it's all the same. Be free, come and see. Come with me, to a pasture green, by a quiet
view again, and this time we are aware that we are preparing for the second part of learning how the truth can be applied. This is what we maintain in our awareness and have held in our awareness for the last 6 days of reviewing these lessons. Today we will begin to concentrate on readiness for what will follow next. So in a particular sense, we are honing our skill. We are really trimming off the fat, as it were. We are actually loosing the world from all we thought it was. And this is the real practice of it. So it's no longer about theorizing what will happen if. It's no longer about trying to sort it all out. We are now actually in the practice. We look again at what we have been shown and what we have experienced in the last 146 days. And we really come to a recognition, a deep recognition within the self, that this is what we truly want, this is what we truly are all about, this is our function, this is our job, this is our Father's business, and we're going to be about our Father's business, right? Such is our aim for this review. Thus, we review the recent lessons and their central thoughts in such a way as will facilitate the readiness that we now would achieve. We want to achieve that state of readiness, that open-mindedness, because what we begin to discover and what we started to discover quite a while back in the last 140 days is that there is no real difference, there is no qualitative difference between the state of readiness and accomplishment, in the sense that cause and effect are not separate. There is no gap anywhere in your mind. Time is an invention of your mind. It's not real. And so that state of mind of letting go, of forgiveness, is absolutely simultaneous with your experience of freedom, your experience of release, your experience of love, and of light. So if we take, for instance, one of the lessons that we're reviewing today, I loose the world from all I thought it was. We're not in observation of attempting to loose the world. We literally are stating what is actually occurring in our mind, which is the loosing of the world from all our ideas about it. This is exactly the same as we will see later on in the workbook. Simply do this. Come with wholly empty hands. Let go of all the stuff you thought you thought, all the stuff you thought you knew, all the stuff you thought was happening to you, all the stuff you thought was other people. Let go of all of that. Do not bring with you one thought that the past has taught. It's exactly the same, because every single thing that clutters up your consciousness is literally an idea of the past, isn't it? It's all time bound. It's all over. None of it is real. So this is really the action within your own mind of remembering now. Okay. Thus, we review the recent lessons and their central thoughts in such a way as will facilitate the readiness that we would now achieve. Listen to this. This is absolutely crucial. There is a central theme that unifies each step. The central theme that unifies each step within your own mind. There is no space between the steps, people. This is so great. There's a central theme that unifies each step in the review we undertake, which can be simply stated in these words. My mind holds only what I think with God. That's it. My mind is divine. God is the mind with which I think. I am blessed as a son of God. God is in everything I see because God is in my mind. Everything comes together in God. Right here and right now in your mind. That's how it is. It is that way. You're not being called upon to make it that way. You're being called upon to realize, to recognize that this is so. You're called upon to rest in God. My mind holds only what I think with God. That is a fact and represents the truth of what you are and what your Father is. It is this thought, listen, this is so crucial. It is this thought by which the Father gave creation to the Son. Who is the Son of God? You are. I am. There is only one of us. Our mind holds only what we think with God. You know why? Our mind, quite literally, is an extension of God. We are the creation of God. God creates by extending himself. It is impossible that we be separate from that action or from that fact. That is just the way it is. My mind holds only what I think with God. This is the thought by which the Father gave creation to you, establishing the Son as co-creator with himself. Wow, so that all you can do in truth is extend as God extends, is extend yourself, extend the love, the light, the peace, the joy that you are. You have no other function, no other purpose, no other anything. And so your job then today is quite literally resurrection. It is this thought that fully guarantees salvation to the Son. For in his mind, no thoughts can dwell but those his Father shares. And this is an explicit statement that all the stuff that you think is running around in your consciousness has absolutely no meaning and no being whatsoever. These thoughts do not mean anything. My thoughts do not mean anything. What you think has nothing to do with anything. Back of all of that, beyond all of that, there is real being, the being that you share with God. My mind holds only what I think with God. Okay. Lack of forgiveness blocks this thought from his awareness, yet it is forever true. So what is lack of forgiveness except a determination to remain as a separate, self-contained entity housed within a body separate from everything? That's called lack of forgiveness. That's called running your own non-show. That is called ridiculous. Okay? Holding a grievance is literally beyond just thinking something not so great about somebody else. It literally is binding yourself to a false identity, binding yourself to an idea of pain, sickness, and death, binding yourself to the idea of your anti-Christhood. That's what the Antichrist is. That's what the Antichrist is. The Antichrist is a denial of your Christhood. This is not rocket science. So that determination obviously will obliterate from your mind the truth about you, the realization that your mind holds only what you think with God. It will block from your awareness the love and the light that you are. But the love is true. Your mind holds only what you think with God. So let us begin our preparation with some understanding of the many forms in which the lack of true forgiveness may be carefully concealed. See, you don't realize how insidious your determination that you are a separate entity really is, and how it affects every idea and every deed. So let's begin to look at it, because you hide it behind all of this stuff and you don't even realize half the time that you're doing it. So let's make you mindful of that. Let's begin with some understanding of the many forms in which the lack of true forgiveness may be carefully concealed. Because they are illusions, they are not perceived to be but what they are. Listen to this. Defenses that protect your unforgiving thoughts from being seen and recognized. Their purpose is to show you something else and hold correction off through self-deceptions made to take its place. Do you see? That entire conversation that you have going on in your head that you think is what real thinking is. Those ideas and opinions and judgments and recipes for disaster that you live with every single day literally blocks you from what you truly are and from the awareness of what you truly are. This is the entire introduction to the text of A Course in Miracles. We're not aiming at teaching you the meaning of love, because that would be ridiculous. It's what you are. Who's going to teach you what you are? You can only come to know what you are. What are we aiming to do? We are aiming to remove the blocks to the awareness of love's presence. That's all that this is about, okay? This lesson we're doing today is exactly about that and nothing else. But here's the deal. You must be willing to actually allow those blocks to be removed. They're not real. They have no being. And it is absolutely a foregone conclusion that if you've got this far, that you are willing. So even if up until this moment you've been paying lip service to this idea, you've just been going through the motions, right here, right now, this clean, untarnished moment, you can step into this. You can let go and let God. It doesn't matter what you think happened before. It doesn't matter what you think is going to happen. Your only function right here, right now, is to remember that my mind holds only what I think with God. Your mind holds only what you think with God. Your self-deceptions cannot take the place of truth. No more than can a child who throws a stick into the ocean change the coming and the going of the tides, the warming of the water by the sun, the silver of the moon on it by night. So your craziness has had no effect on creation whatsoever. You need not bind yourself to it because you are not bound by it. You can absolutely let it go. So do we start each practice period in this review with readying our minds to understand the lessons that we read and see the meaning they offer us. Begin each day with time devoted to the preparation of your mind to learn what each idea you will review that day can offer you in freedom and in peace. Open your mind and clear it of all thoughts that would deceive. And let this thought alone, engage it fully and remove the rest. So this is your own mindfulness now that we are advocating, that you come into this moment with wholly empty hands. You let it all go. Hold on to nothing. Do not bring with you one thought the past has taught, nothing you learned before about anything. Forget this world, forget this course, forget the whole thing, and let your mind be engaged fully by one single idea. My mind holds only what I think with God, and rest. And we're going to rest for 5 minutes with this thought. We're going to allow this thought to engage our minds completely because it's true. We don't have to make it so, it is already so. So all we have to do is let it be so. That's why we rest. Okay? And these 5 minutes will be enough to set this day along the lines which God appointed and to place his mind in charge of all the thoughts you will receive today. How awesome is that? So we're going to turn our mind over to God. All right? So we're going to play some music and remember that my mind holds only what I think with God.
Thank you.
So these 5 minutes have literally set the day along the lines which God appointed and have really placed his mind in charge of all the thoughts that we will receive today. Now, these thoughts will not come from you alone, for they will all be shared with him. And so each one will bring the message of his love to you, returning messages of yours to him. So will communion with the Lord of hosts be yours, as he himself has willed it be. And as his own completion joins with him, so will he join with you who are complete as you unite with him and he with you. And so now we will look at the lessons that we're given today. And the first one is a review of lesson 131. No one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. No one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. Think about that. Say that slowly to yourself. There is no hurry now, for you are using time for its intended purpose. Let each word shine with the meaning God has given it, as it was given to you through his voice. Okay? Let each of these ideas, which we're reviewing today, give you the gift that he has laid in it for you to have of him. And we will use no format for our practicing but this. So every hour we're going to remember this, but for now, we are going to take each one of those lessons. No one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. And I loose the world from all I thought it was. So again, I'm going to play some more music. And we're just really going to sit and take this to heart. Be aware that this is you. This is occurring in your mind. You've turned over everything to God and really become aware that it is impossible for you to fail in this because you are seeking the truth. You are seeking your Father. You cannot not remember him. So no one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. And I loose the world from all I thought it was. And that is literally the action of your mind in this practice right here and right now. So let's take another 5 minutes. No one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. And I loose the world from all I thought it was. And I'm going to play a lovely little song called Into the Light. Here we go.
Into the light, leave your
That's how we practice today. Each hour of this day, bring to your mind these two thoughts, right? And spend a quiet moment with, bring to your mind the idea that your mind holds only what you think with God. Remember that. Every hour today, at least, remember that your mind holds only what you think with God. And then repeat these two ideas unhurriedly, all right? No one can fail who seeks to reach the truth. I loose the world from all I thought it was. And, you know, don't do it in a rush. Be unhurried about it. Make sure you have time enough to see the gifts that they contain for you and let them be received where they were meant to be. Remember that it's you saying this. Remember that this is the action of your own mind. Remember, you are literally recognizing that you cannot fail in this. And you are really declaring again that you really are loosing the world from all you thought it was. And you're actually in that practice, mindfully releasing everything that you held between you and your Creator, and remembering that your mind holds only what you think with Him. Okay, so we add no other thoughts, but let these be the messages they are. We need no more than this to give us happiness and rest and endless quiet, perfect certainty, and all our Father wills that we receive as the inheritance we have of Him. Okay. So today, as we review, we close as we began, repeating first the thought that made the day a special time of blessing and of happiness for us. My mind holds only what I think with God. And through our faithfulness, restored the world from darkness to the light, from grief to joy, from pain to peace, from sin to holiness. That's just the fact of the matter. You cannot not experience that if you are faithful to this idea, if you genuinely practice. Experience must come to supplement the word. That's just the way it is. God offers thanks to you who practice thus the keeping of His word. So I don't care what you did yesterday. I don't care what you did an hour ago. Today, this is a brand new day. This is a clean slate now, where you allow this thought to emerge in your mind and become aware that it is true, that your mind holds only what you think with God. That is the undoing of all the guilt, of all the fear, of all the nonsense that usually clutters up your consciousness. Your mind holds only what you think with God. God offers thanks to you who practice thus the keeping of His word. And as you give your mind to the idea for the day again before you sleep, His gratitude surrounds you in the peace wherein He wills you be forever. And are learning now to claim again as your inheritance. So you are claiming today the peace that is your inheritance. You are letting go all the blocks to your awareness of love's presence. You are remembering that your mind holds only what you think with God. That you cannot fail. It is impossible for you to fail in your quest for the truth. And that really you loose the world from all you thought it was. You let go and you let God. and you disappear into his heart, into his mind, into his love, and are surrounded by his gratitude. I love you with all my heart. Thank you so much for joining with me in this extraordinary endeavor. Thank you for coming home with me, because today we are in paradise with our Father. My mind holds only what I think with God. That is forever true. Today we remember that we cannot fail in this endeavor. And today, here, now, we loose the world from all that we thought it was. So on that note, we will bring this broadcast to a close. Remember that here at the Healing Center, we are going to be watching the video of the day with the Master Teacher of A Course in Miracles. And it's a spectacular episode from the Manual for Teachers of A Course in Miracles. And the title is, What is the Role of Words in Healing? And so remember that we're not just pouring information into your head. This is literally the practice of our day's lesson. The Master Teacher is engaged in nothing but that, in nothing but the release, the loosing of the world from all we thought it was, and the joining of our mind in the ascension to our Father. So we really invite you to join in watching this video, in letting go and letting God, and really letting it, let the Master Teacher speak your mind. Let your mind be directed in the practice of A Course in Miracles. I love you always. And if you don't know where to watch the video, it's at acimi.com and themasterteacher.tv. acimi.com and themasterteacher.tv. I thank you all for joining me this morning. I thank my beautiful brothers in the Healing Center here with me. I love you always, and I will see you everywhere as we go our way rejoicing in the endless love and light and joy and peace of God.
You have been listening to Voice from Heaven, live in the Miracles Healing Center. Remember that God's voice speaks to you all through the day, that God goes with you wherever you go, and that God is the mind with which you think. God bless us, everyone.